A report due out today highlights the trouble that some parents have finding a preschool program. Many states are adopting pre-kindergarten programs to help disadvantaged kids, but researchers found big gaps in the quality and availability of those state programs. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
It's one of the big ironies of early education. Often the children who need a pre-K program most don't have one to attend.
Access to preschool programs still depends on where you live and what kind of income your family has.
Steve Barnett is a professor at Rutgers University and director of the National Institute for Early Education Research, which compiled the survey of pre-K programs across the country. He says it's a picture of haves and have-nots. Wealthy families have little problem finding private preschool. Poor families have to scramble for subsidized programs. And he says middle-income families often have the least access of all.
The problem for middle-income families, say families making $40,000, $50,000 even, they don't qualify for Head Start. They don't qualify for most state subsidies. And yet their incomes aren't high enough to let them purchase a really high-quality preschool program, which if you had two preschoolers could run you $12,000, $14,000 a year.
As for access to state-funded programs, Barnett says that depends in large part on geography.
High-quality programs are the exception rather than the rule, and there are great disparities across regions, across states, and even within states.
On the plus side, according to the survey, 38 states provide some form of subsidized pre-kindergarten. While some cover only 10 to 20% of eligible children, two of them, Georgia and Oklahoma, guarantee state-funded programs to all preschoolers. And other states are pushing to join the list. Michael Jett is with the Department of Education in California.
Recently in California, of course, there's been a move to go to universal preschool. The challenge is to find out where those funds would come from.
On the other hand, 12 states, many of them in the West, sponsor no pre-K programs at all. Again, the obstacle is money.
There's no doubt on the benefits of pre-K. That's been proven time and time again. It's basically a funding argument in the state here.
Joe Lamsom is with the State Office of Instruction in Montana, where lawmakers say they can't even afford full-day kindergarten. Lamson says pre-K is barely on the radar screen.
Our biggest problem is for the last 10 years we've been in a pitch battle with the state legislature that has cut the state's share of funding for all K through 12 education in Montana. So it's been an overall problem of lack of state support.
Even where programs exist, they are often underfunded. According to the Institute for Early Education Research, 21 states cut their preschool budgets last year. The average per child expenditure dropped to $3,500. That's about half what federal Head Start programs allot on a per-child basis. The Institute wants states to increase their funding for preschool programs, and it recommends that the federal government match those investments. But neither Congress nor the White House seems eager to take up that proposal in the coming year. Elaine Corey, NPR News.